It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Angels are fighting for their playoff lives as they take on the White Sox in Chicago, and starter Ricky Nolasco has early trouble as the White Sox put two men on in the first for Nick Delmonico.
And hits it high and hits it deep into right center field. It is out by the wall and it is off the wall. One run scores, a second one comes in, and Delmonico gives the White Sox a 2-0 lead. He has seen a lack of offense here in the second half. Here he lines one into left, and that one is going to drop in for a hit. And that will score the base runner from second, Simmons. So Maldonado comes through. RBI single, gets it with two outs, cuts the lead in half. And now it's 2-1 Chicago. Pulled off a little bit, and the pitch. Trout blasts the ball to dead center field. Man, did he hit that one out of here. Home run. Mike Trout connects, and you knew it the second he made contact. That's home run number 30 of the season. And the Angels get a little bit closer. It's now 3-2 White Sox. There's one that Albert chases and misses, and he is a strikeout victim to start off the inning. Second time Shields has gotten him tonight, and that is strikeout number 6 this evening for James Shields. Here's the next pitch, and he waves and misses. That one struck him out. Ball picked up by the catcher, and Arvias will throw to first to complete the strikeout. 0-for-3 night for Crone with 3 strikeouts, and he is struggling right now at the plate. 8 strikeouts now in tonight's action for Shields.
And the White Sox would hang on for the 4-2 win. With just 6 games left in the regular season, the Angels' playoff elimination number is down to 2. Here's their skipper, Mike Socia.
You know, you give them 4 outs and it gets tough. Those guys got, key hit to get a couple runs early. And as the game went on, Ricky's stuff got better. I mean, after the second, third inning, he started throwing the ball well and looked like he had better command, a little better velocity. Just had a little trouble in the sixth inning. But, he didn't pitch as bad as some of the numbers, only a couple of runs, which is good. But 4 outs in the first inning hurts.
What were your thoughts on that ball, the triple, the Upton?
Right now, it's tough reading the lights.
How about the bats against Shields tonight? What did you think?
We didn't pressure him enough, and I think outside of Mike's home run and a couple balls hit hard, we really didn't have too many good looks at him. He did a good job in commanding counts and definitely changed speeds well. Yeah, he pitched a good game against us. We just didn't get the looks at him we hoped for, and strong 7 innings.
The Halos will continue their series on the south side of Chicago on Tuesday. Parker Bridwell will make the start.